Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Nico Horner. So, Nico, tomorrow, my guy Spiegs is singing the anthem.
No.
Yeah. Yeah,
dude.
Wow.
Lifelong dream, man. It's crazy.
That's a big deal.
I know.
Why would you think I'd do that?
Why? Why? How about because this is the most important thing to ever happen in the history of the world? How about that?
Are we going taking the over or the under on the time?
Oh, yeah. Well, Danny called it. Danny Parkins.
Is that count as betting on baseball? Dang it. No, I'm excited. That's going to be great.
It's going to be
a beautiful week here. It's going to be an amazing night.
Jed Hoyer. Tomorrow, my partner, Matt Spiegel, is singing the national anthem at the game.
God. Unbelievable.
Yep.
He literally is going to sing the national anthem tomorrow.
Singing the anthem tomorrow night at your place.
Is he gonna sing live? Is it pre-recorded? That's what I want
to
know.
For those of you expecting to see a special presentation of New York Undercover, it'll be seen following football, except on the West Coast, where it'll be seen at its regular time. Following that, back-to-back episodes of The Simpsons.
No, it's live.
Oh, man. I can't wait. I'm going to be out there for that.
Yes, you have to.
Now Jed's going to pay attention. Now I'm nervous. Just happened.
I don't want you to freak out, but the pilot is going to be in the audience.
I don't care. Why are you telling me this?
I just didn't want you to freak out when you saw him.
I'm freaking out! I am freaking out!
We've got a very special guest, the dean of anthem singing, Wayne Messmer, now joining us.
I know you can sing, so that's not the issue, man. Singers who have sung forever sometimes blank the bed when they try the anthem. Don't be taking the high fives for about 3-4 minutes before you sing, you know, and focus.
I just hope I don't blank the bed.
Really, honey, it's not all about you. I can't wait to hear Jim Cornelison in a couple of days.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Spiegs is off today. He is on his way to Wrigley Field. We think he's going to be allowed to sing a national anthem if there's a baseball game. The idea of whether or not there's going to be a baseball game.
No.
Well, Stoney, I'm not sure. It's possible. We've got Alex. We've got Tanny. That man is Jason Leisure. He is sitting in for Spiegs this afternoon. We are going to check in with Spiegs, though, I'm guessing from Wrigley Field, unless they cancel the game, and then he'll just go home, and we'll check in with him at home.
Such a bad break for him, man.
We were looking at the forecast yesterday, and we're like, oh. And the thing is that he initially got the date wrong, and so he initially thought that he was singing last night's anthem, which would have been perfect. Like, uh-huh. The weather was so perfect last night. You had cotton candy skies. The wind was blowing out over at Wrigley Field. And then today, you get Armageddon out here.
Do we know anything on this, or can we get any? Can we track this as a news story, as a show? Like, has he done his sound check? Has he done? Because I've been in all these arenas and stadiums and stuff early for work, and you always hear somebody doing a rehearsal of the national anthem. Has he done that yet?
The rehearsal is supposed to be at 4.
Okay, so that's our next news event we need to know about.
Yeah, if this were a football game, Grody would be doing a hit with us, and then someone would be doing the anthem underneath them.
You're right about that.
So, Tanny, can you stay on that?
Yeah, that's the plan. We need to know. Yeah, run some of his rehearsals.
But I don't think that they're going to let him on the field if it's still doing this stuff.
Do we have...
If there's lightning in the area, you're literally not supposed to be on the field.
Do we have permission to play any of my all-time favorite national anthem performance?
I didn't know that you had a favorite.
Carl Lewis.
Oh, yeah. We got that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We can have fun with that all day. We've definitely got that in the archives because it's one of my favorites, too.
Imagine singing the national anthem at a sporting event and during the middle of it pausing to tell everyone, hold on, I'm going to fix this. and then I'll make up for it now. I'm going to make up for it now, he says.
The thing that always gets me about that, and there's so much joy all the way through that national anthem, but the beginning set a tone that you just knew. There was no recovery from the first note of that national anthem. None. And then we got to the end, and it was just like, wow, that's an Olympic. Like, think about that. That's an Olympic gold medalist. This is one of the greatest American athletes of all time. And now that's the only thing we remember about Carl Lewis.
I know. If you ask me who's Carl Lewis, I'd be like, oh, yeah, he's the guy that blew the anthem on the basketball game.
Oh, say, can you see? And the Rockets, red flag.
Uh-oh.
I'll make up for it now. For the land of the free.
Oh.
We dissected this at length on Sports Adjacent a few years ago, me and Russ. And there's parts in this, because Russ is a very good singer. There's parts in this where you can hear there is singing talent in there.
Sure.
And I'm sure he practiced this and it didn't sound like that. There's no way. So what happened?
I'm guessing that he got overconfident. It also feels like he didn't have a monitor, that he couldn't quite hear himself.
Ah, okay. There you go.
And so you tend to, that's why we wear headphones. Mm-hmm. Like he couldn't quite hear himself and it just went downhill. Speaks is a professional singer. So it's not like he won a drawing.
None of this is to say that that's what Spiegs is going to do. I just, when you say national anthem at a sporting event, this is the first thing I think of.
I'm with you. I'm just trying to let the uneducated know that, like, this wasn't like a thing where the Cubs were like, let's try and find someone to do the anthem.
Professional musician.
Yes. He's a professional. He has led multiple bands. So I'm not worried about it. I am curious on what the arrangement is going to be. And he's not doing it a cappella. His buddy Kurt Morrison is going to play guitar.
That'll be cool.
And they've been rehearsing.
That's gonna be
awesome. So yeah, I think it's gonna be awesome. I also think the guitar is electric and not acoustic.
We don't want anything
electric.
Uh-oh.
I love it because we can all resonate. We all get that feeling. You've had that feeling at some point in your life where you've been in the middle of trying to do something and
And you're like, I'm not going to make it.
Yes.
I'm trying, but I'm not going to make
it. We can all empathize with him right there. ESPN, when they covered this, Charlie Steiner called him Francis Scott Off-Key.
And then he lost it. That was like my favorite Charlie Steiner moment because then Charlie Steiner got into a laughing jag and he couldn't get out of it. That he just started laughing and you could see, like, I used to love it when Charlie Steiner would lose it on SportsCenter because he would tug his ear, like the kind of Carol Burnett thing, and you just knew he was gone and he was finished. And when they did that, he was gone for like 2 minutes because it was hilarious. And again, Carl Lewis is one of the greatest American athletes ever.
Legendary.
Ever. And that's not how we think of him.
Is he the one that also had this ridiculous first pitch at like a Mariners game or something?
Alex, look it up. Find out if Carl Lewis had a bad first pitch.
It was a track star. I don't.
So maybe he should stay away from organized team sports. Is that what we're figuring
more
out?
More of an individual sports guy. Has there been a contingency plan communicated about Spiegs?
Not yet.
Hey, if this game gets wiped out, we're bringing you back on this date or that date.
I would imagine that they will bring him back whenever the game is made up. Tanny was trying to figure out if the game gets banged, in the parlance of our times, then do they play a doubleheader tomorrow, which would be weird because it's a holiday and there's already a day game tomorrow, or do we look for mutual off days? And Tanny, what was the mutual off day that you found for Cubs and Brewers?
I believe it was July 24th. There's one mutual off day, but the problem is the Brewers coming from the West Coast, they're coming from Seattle and going to Florida, or Florida. So they have to stop here before going back to Milwaukee. It's there. It's a mutual off day, but I don't see that being fair. But then again, it is baseball and it is weird. I do remember they did do a daytime doubleheader a few years back. We have had this one situation previously since I've been here on afternoons where they did do, but maybe it was a suspended game. I have to go back and check.
Yeah, maybe.
It wouldn't be totally out of the ordinary for them to do it, but I can't imagine them doing a doubleheader.
Here's how I feel about it, and everyone, you guys can tell me how you feel about it. I want Spiegs in the best conditions possible for this.
Yeah.
He deserves that.
Yes.
I don't want him to have to be dodging lightning bolts.
Right, him and his accompaniment.
Yeah, or a downpour. Like I want it to be like it was last night for him, so that he can have that moment instead of, you know, whatever's going on with this thing.
Do we know Tanny's logic is that in looking at this is that Spiegs is tied to this Cubs Brewers game? Is that the case? Are all the anthem singers for the whole season scheduled out?
Well, that's a good point. Probably not, right? Because yeah. Spiegs found out about this just like a few weeks ago, right?
I would imagine
that somebody from Cubs PR to...
Well, I think they got other problems right now.
No,
but
this is priority one. Threat level midnight.
If
this.
They don't know that now, they will very soon.
Yeah. I imagine that you guys are right, that there might be another opportunity on another date, that they probably haven't gamed out all of the anthems all the way through the end of September. But that's another thing. Like, at least to be selfish, I don't need Spiegs gone during bear season. He needs to be right here. So if it's going to happen, it needs to happen before Labor Day. I'll
preferably
tell you that
on
much.
A Saturday.
There's an off day on August 7th.
Okay.
Where the Brewers are coming from Atlanta and coming home and to play on the 8th. And the Cubs are hosting the Reds on the 6th. And then go play the Cardinals in St. Louis on the 8th.
So the travel's maybe not August prohibitive. 7th. All right. But they still have not done anything. Everything is go right now.
Would they do, is this something baseball does where they would do a doubleheader where one team plays two different teams?
No.
Could you have a doubleheader where the Cubs play the Reds at 1 and the Brewers at 7, or is that not happening?
No, they're not doing that.
I didn't know.
They wouldn't do that. Probably against the CBA too at some point.
Probably neighborhood issues too, right?
Yeah,
That's another thing you got to think about. That's night games in Wrigley.
That's what I meant by like if there's already a scheduled day game tomorrow, adding another night game, and they do have the clauses for extenuating circumstances, but we'll see. We'll keep you up to date on whether or not this is going to happen. We hope that it happens for the show's sake and for Spiegs' sake. But why don't we talk about that electric game from last night, another virtuoso performance from Pete Crow Armstrong, and who this series means more for. We'll discuss all of that. Jason Leisure is in for Spiegs. It's the Spiegel and Home Show here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Lanzamiento. Le pone el bate, la manda volando hacia el derecho. ¡Se fue! PCA destrozó esa pelota. Impresionante. Cuadrangular sin duda. Solamente era saber dónde quedaba. Increíble, Pete Crow Armstrong.
452 pies al derecho. Sale a 111 millas por hora del bate de Pete Crow Armstrong.
It's like we're watching a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong in this eighth inning.
Yeah, how about that last night? Highlights courtesy of the score. The great Pat Hughes on the call. Spanish language call in there too, which is great. Watching PCA make that incredible catch in the top of the eighth, and then in the bottom of the eighth, hitting the home run that kind of puts the seal on the game yesterday. The crowd chants going from PCA, PCA to MVP, MVP last night. Watching this rise and this transformation by PCA has just been unbelievable.
Well, it's him and their team. It's really two things here. One, this team, the Cubs, hit so well that it becomes, every game becomes must watch because they fall behind. But you're like, this team has the firepower to come back probably from anywhere, from any deficit. And then with him specifically, with Pete Crow Armstrong, I mean, it's not easy to be a thrilling, exciting baseball player. It's so much easier in all three of the other major pro sports to be a must-watch individual, I think, especially not, like beyond the plate. I remember when Frank Thomas was playing for the Sox, it was like anytime you walk past the TV, if he's up, you got to stop. You got to stop and see what happens.
Shohei Ohtani is that type of player.
Shohei is absolutely
that. Aaron Judge at the plate now is that type of player.
You just highlighted it with Pete Crow Armstrong out in center field too. It's like, you just always want to see what he's going to do.
It's amazing to watch and see the growth. Oh, by the way, you, sir, are dead wrong. Did you see who's in the control studio?
Herb Howard. Herb Howard early? Is he 11 minutes early?
Yeah, he's early.
Maybe he's... See, I was telling you beforehand, I was telling you that in my experience with Herb Howard, who is one of my very, very good friends, Herb Howard is on time always for professional engagements, on time never
for social ones.
For social ones, and usually not even close. In fact, at least once, if not multiple times, I was thinking he might just be a no show. He was so late. He did show, and he always does, but it's never on time for social commitments. Always on time for work. But then it has slipped, and
he's
I know this from having him on our podcast on Sports Adjacent back when we had it. That, you know,
you could still have it.
The timeliness was sliding in the professional obligations as well, but maybe he's tightened that up. We can find out.
My experience with Herb Howard is when I've invited him to come be in studio, he's been here.
Was he on time last time we did this?
No, but every other time, and I've invited him to when I had a television show.
60% of the time it works every time.
He would be there early for the television show, sometimes so early I felt bad because I'm like, man, you came here early and we're not doing anything yet. But I'm here to lift my brother up.
I'm not tearing him down. I'm
saying.
Oh, come on.
I'm here to lift him up. Like Pete Crow Armstrong is doing with the Cubs.
I'm here to give honest assessments.
Yeah!
My friends count on me to tell them the truth.
It's true.
Like the last time I saw Herb Howard on that Fox 32 Sunday night show, those were some short shorts, buddy.
He's got on shorts today, and good for him. Good for him. It's a beautiful thing. We're going to talk with Herb Howard in a little bit, but there are a couple other
Fox
Cubs
is going to get an FCC call about that.
They are not that I wanted to make about last night's Cubs game. I want people to keep this in mind. Pete Crow Armstrong is right now the National League WAR leader. He's second, I think, still in WAR overall. Seiya Suzuki, man. Seiya Suzuki is out here putting up numbers. He's got 18 home runs and 61 RBIs. And isn't he the third Cub ever to have this many RBIs at this point in the season? He's on a list that Sammy Sosa is on. His production offensively has been terrific for the Cubs. So I wanted to make sure that we pointed that out too. Because if you look at the two players, just from an offensive standpoint, obviously PCA's value as a center fielder makes him a more valuable player overall. These guys have the virtual same OPS. Suzuki's an 853 and PCA is 857. By the way, both of those guys are still behind Kyle Tucker, who went 3-for-4 last night. He's at 909 on the season. And what that means is the Cubs have a really good offense.
Yeah. What are they scoring, like 6 runs a game? I can't. My Wi-Fi is not working, but that's what I thought it was last time I looked.
The leading scorers in Major League Baseball. And like Michael Busch is an 855 OPS. Like up and down their lineup, they've got guys that are producing. The catching position is producing for the Cubs. So you throw all of that into a gumbo, and they've got an outstanding starting pitching, and it doesn't make sense because you lose two of the best pitchers in the National League to injury, one for the whole season and one since May 4th. And here they are, 17 games above 500. This series is important for bragging rights and for fun and stuff, for poops and giggles, as my guy Zach Zaidman would say. The Brewers need to make a move inside of this series, and the Cubs are not allowing it through the first game, and that's a great thing for the Cubs.
The Cubs could close to bury them.
I wouldn't say completely bury them.
Put them in that 9-10 games out range, that's a lot to come back from.
It is. I wouldn't say completely bury them, but... And one would expect that the Cardinals will get themselves a couple more wins over on the south side.
Oh, come on. You can't assume that.
I can't. I can't assume that.
I heard the beginning of White Sox pregame yesterday on the radio, and Len Casper, man, I mean, what a gymnast of a broadcaster to pull this stat that the White Sox going into yesterday were 12-8 at home in their last 20 home games, he said. Mm-hmm. That is not easy to find some split of the White Sox record that is positive.
Yep.
Pretty good.
And because the Rockies are so bad and there's like a little glimmer of something, because you know that there are smart people over there. Like you hear Brian Bannister talk and you go, oh, that guy's really smart. They might be on the road. People tend to like Will Venable. I'm not convinced that he's a good manager. I just think that he's not terrible. And he's got time to grow into being a good manager. They're still 27 games below 500. They've lost 6 games in a row. And the curve that we have been grading the White Sox on this season is steep.
Yeah, it's just, well, do better than last year. Don't be the Rockies. And also, we have no expectations for anything.
The White Sox run differential, if you're curious, is minus 72. So...
could be worse. Could be worse. Are you really going out to see White Sox Rockies? Is that next month, I think?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I've been thinking about it for two reasons. One, I want to give Colorado as a state one more chance.
Okay.
And because it matches up with my whole personality.
You like being out in the West. You like the mountains.
Yeah.
What does it do to you?
The Denver airport is a nightmare.
Well, yeah.
And...
it's one of the worst.
And I found Denver to not be as cool as I hoped it would be.
I agree with you on both fronts.
I do like Boulder, though, and yeah. I want to check out Colorado Springs.
Both of those are good places, and all of the mountain towns like Breckenridge and
stuff. I can't afford that.
Well, you can afford to go on vacation there.
Can I, though?
But I agree with you on both fronts, because I would go through Denver quite a bit when I covered NBA and NHL, and downtown, like the city of Denver, is kind of just okay.
It's just kind of there. You would think that it's in the mountains, but it's kind of not.
Yeah.
The mountains are over there.
But you can see them from Coors Field. Coors Field is a pretty cool place to hang out and watch a baseball game.
Coors Field is amazing.
It's a great looking park, and it's got the backdrop of the mountains.
Yes.
That's a good place to hang out for a night.
I love Coors Field. Yeah. And even though it's a 35-year-old ballpark or whatever... I love that place.
I saw the Sox play out there in 05.
So I might go 4th of July weekend. I'm also thinking about going to PNC in July.
That's another great one.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the White Sox are going to be there. So I will.
Yes, like mid-July.
Yeah. I'll put on a White Sox cap,
Jason,
for those trips.
What happened on that 05 trip with the Sox? Did Cliff Polite hit a home run or something like that? It was something crazy like that.
I cannot remember, man. You have to check that
week.
We got to look up that box score of Cliff Polite's out here hitting
home runs. I don't know
if
that was it, but something out of the ordinary happened. But they stomped him pretty good.
Do you have pre-check at the airport?
Yeah.
I would imagine everybody does.
Yeah. And at Denver, for some reason, they always only have one pre-check line.
That was what I was going to tell you, is the places where pre-check doesn't help you is if you are in some very, very tiny airport like Gainesville, Florida.
It shouldn't be that way in Denver.
Or if you're in Denver.
Yeah, it doesn't make... Like, this is all the issue right here, is that it's close enough to... It's like a two-hour flight, but it's Denver.
All the areas around Denver is where you want to be, I think.
I agree. I need to call Coach Prime. That's all. I need to get him to get me the PJ out to Boulder, and then I'm good. Boulder, I love.
I've never been, no.
Like, it is retirement worthy.
I'm headed out that way next week, actually, with my daughter. We're going to Wyoming.
Nice. All right, well, we can talk about all that with Herb Howard and talk with both of you about the Bears. How about we do that?
Can do.
Next, here on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.